So primary waves, when they pass through a material, they're going to displace that material in the same direction the wave is moving. This is kind of like if you set a slinky down on the ground and you pushed one end of it and you watched that wave of compression travel through the slinky to the other end, but there's no up or down motion to that. These also tend to elastically move things. And what we mean by that is once something gets moved by that wave, it's going to snap back to its original position after the wave has passed. Now, secondary waves, these actually twist along. So they don't just compress and extend and compress and extend like our P wave, but they're actually going to move at a right angle to the direction that the wave is moving. So either up and down or side to side. Now, part of the problem is if you think about solids, liquids, and gases, the really big difference between those three phases is solid, your atoms are all packed very close together. In a liquid, they're spread farther apart. And in a gas, they're spread even farther apart from one another. So if you think about it, if you're trying to actually twist something to get that up and down slinky motion or a side to side motion, that's pretty much impossible to do in a liquid or a gas. It's very hard to get the atoms close enough together to translate that motion through the material. So one of the fun things about S waves is they are not transmitted through liquids or gases. They only travel through solids. And we're going to see that that one little piece of information, which doesn't really seem like much, is actually going to tell us a lot about parts of the interior of the Earth. Another factor that comes into thinking about P and S waves is that they travel at different speeds. The P wave, named as primary wave, it's called that because it usually arrives first, so it is the faster wave. And so when geologists look at earthquake rupture points and they look at the data, the seismic data that comes from those earthquakes, they look at what time the primary wave arrived at different seismograph stations that are all over the globe. And then they look to see what time the secondary wave arrived. And it's the differences in those travel times that help geologists to figure out where an earthquake occurred. So we use that difference in time not only to calculate the rate of travel of those waves through the planet, but to back calculate where that earthquake took place.